This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Tang writes, what advice do you have regarding binge watching? My boyfriend and I will lose a whole day watching shows back to back. We can't stop. Then we're depressed when the series ends. And she goes on to talk about how, I had something a little similar. We finished, I don't know what show we finished. I think we finished Breaking Bad. And then we finished Fauda. And I'm like, well, what else is there to watch? I need another show. So this is interesting. We don't talk a lot about binge watching and how to control it. I mean, the easiest thing to do is to not have a streaming service like Amazon Prime and Netflix. That's the easiest way to do it. But I got to tell you, I like it. I like going home and catching up on shows. I never saw Entourage. And so right now we're catching up on that. And so, you know, what is going on with the human psyche and, you know, why do we feel like we have to sit there and watch? I mean, we are wasting hours on TV all of a sudden. Okay. So one is we want to make sure that we belong. So when everybody was watching Breaking Bad, I didn't. I was like, what's this about Breaking Bad? Oh, Breaking Bad is so good. I go, what's it about? Well, it's about a high school teacher, making meth. And I go, I don't know. That just doesn't sound that exciting to me. Then the next year goes by, and everybody's talking about it. So then I was like, look, I guess I need to, you know, everyone's talking about Walter White. Who's this Walter White? And I got so tired of not, you know, being up on all the, you know, nuances and the puns, et cetera, that I decided to watch it. And, oh, damn, that was a good series. Oh, my gosh. You know, same thing with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, many of you guys are like, oh, man, and you hate it. If you guys don't watch it, you hate hearing everybody talk about it. But let me just tell you, that's another one that you guys are going to have to eventually catch up on. That was excellent. The Sopranos, obviously, was excellent. That was one of the first. I believe Sopranos was one of the first shows where we couldn't wait for Sunday night TV. And HBO have their own movie. This is how cable companies innovated and improvised when things were changing for them. People were like, I'm not going to buy Showtime or HBO for movies. I could rent movies. I could purchase movies online. So instead what they had to do was start creating movies or shows, which they did with Sopranos, which was an excellent series, and many others. Netflix with their House of Cards, it's brilliant. House of Cards is excellent. Sometimes there's good episodes, sometimes there's not. And just like with any show. So now some of you guys are going, okay, wait a second here. I have a streaming service. So you get the streaming service. You guys maybe decide, you know what? All right, as a Christmas present, many of you guys last year decided to sign up for Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever, Hulu. And so you're like, okay, now I'm going to catch up on every episode. And it's phenomenal because remember we used to have to wait for an episode, and then when we couldn't get the episode, we were like, oh, man, we were all upset and crying about it. Like Empire, I missed most of the first season of Empire, and now I want to get that back. So, you know, the pleasure center, the reward center that gets hit in your brain by these is because you want to catch up. You also want to feel like you finished something. But unfortunately now, many people are losing hours upon hours and hours watching these shows. So, the first thing I suggest people do is don't watch a show until the cliffhanger. Okay, all these shows end with a cliffhanger. So you want to go and watch the next one. They've been doing that since the 60s with soap operas. I mean, you know, cliffhangers. You can't wait to see the next one. All right, so then, you know, have your turnoff time halfway in. Something like that. Also, I suggest you have an alarm go off. You tell yourself, look, I'm only going to watch for an hour or two. I'm only going to, on the weekend, allow myself at night 2 hours. And have an alarm go off. And when that alarm goes off, you need to shut it off or you need to finish that episode. But you need some self-control. You know, the other thing also is, you know, get up and go for a walk. Okay? We should be setting alarms at work, at home, when we need to get up and get off our butts and do stuff. So you got to get up and go for a walk. You know, the other thing I do is, for me, I am not allowed to watch, you know, the show until my husband comes home or I'm home and we watch it together. Now, there is a lot of quote-unquote cheating. Remember there was that study where a lot of people cheat and they watch ahead with the show? Like, my husband wasn't back. He was doing some errands and Game of Thrones was on. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to wait for him. You know, I feel like I'm going to miss something or somebody's going to post something online. Shut the computers off. Shut it down and wait. Show some self-control. All right? Another thing I do is I only get to watch the TV show if I'm exercising. So I have to stretch. I have to put my shoes on, etc. And then I get on the treadmill. And only then can I turn the show on. So that's another thing you guys can do. Coordinate it with exercise. And then when you're done exercising, you got to stop, you got to go get some water, and you got to shut the show off. So it really is a true addiction. Now, another thing that also happens is, I forgot about this, sometimes these shows have autoplays. So you play it, and then all of a sudden, what ends up happening is it just goes on and starts the next one. So you get up to go to the bathroom or you answer the phone and you don't shut the television off, and now all of a sudden you have the show playing again. So those are things that you need to kind of, you know, look at as well. You know, if you guys need any more tricks, please write me at drdahlia.com or go to my website at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. That's, by the way, if there's something called purge watching. Purge watching is where you sunk so much time. Remember we talked about the term Blaine, where you play a video game you're bored with, but because you're so invested into that level, you blaze through it. Don't do that with these videos. If you don't like it, stop watching it. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Speaking of Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise was filming Mission Impossible 6. And you see him slam into a building. Now, he's known for doing his own stunts. And he was attempting to jump from one building to another while filming Mission Impossible 6. And in a couple of the videos obtained by TMZ, you see Cruise miss it at least twice and comes up limping pretty bad. And the more painful miss, he was attached to a cable. You know, he's 55 years old right now. He's in great shape. So he runs off one roof, comes up short, slams into the target building, and then he chambers up onto the second roof. Looks like he favors his right leg, limps awkwardly towards crew members, limps gingerly around on the roof, and gives a wave to crew before he is hauled back to the starting point. And in another video, you see a different attempt in which he misses the second roof, hits the side of the target building, and is immediately hauled back to the first building. So director Christopher McQuarrie, who also did Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, I guess that's the one where, remember, he was hanging off a airplane, right? The Airbus A400. He said Tom is very bold, but he's actually aware what any single injury would do to the production. Besides, no one wants to be killed by a seagull. Well, that was with the airplane thing. So we're not sure how he's doing, but it looks like he was injured. And we'll, you know, keep you guys posted on that. But, I mean, good for him for being, you know, gutsy and, you know, not putting other people's lives at risk for his own movie. You know, I always thought that would be very awkward for me if I ever was in a movie and I had a stunt double, you know? So it's like I'm more important than another person's life. I know that's not the way we're supposed to be looking at it, but I guess, you know, if I was the star and I'm supposed to be doing this jump or whatever, use somebody else because if they get hurt, they're expendable. I hate that idea. God bless all those stunt doubles. And we've had stunt doubles who have died on the set. That's crazy stuff. So I really commend, I'm really proud of Tom Cruise for kind of handling his own stunts. It's kind of a cool thing. But look, you're 55 years old, you know, trying to jump from one building to another so you could say you did it and so you could promote the new film. I would say, you know what, just, you know, leave it to the experts. Leave it to the people who know how to jump from building to building. Okay? And there are some people that really like to do it and who may not get hurt because they know what they're doing. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Emergency room admissions for toddlers accidentally intoxicated by marijuana has increased over 133%, and that's just in France. They say with more states legalizing medical and recreational use of marijuana, U.S. experts say the French findings are highly relevant in the U.S. as well. This is being reported by Drugs.com. They say the data is pretty concerning, but certainly not surprising. It's according to Dr. Alan Dozer, who wasn't involved in the research, but directs Children's Environmental Health Center at the Hudson Valley in Valhalla, New York. There's more cannabis around, and what we've learned, again, for the 1,000th time, is young children are incredibly sensitive to toxins. As drugs go, cannabis is pretty well tolerated, but not in a kid who's only a year old. Now, marijuana use is illegal in France, but it is still the highest drug-consuming country in Europe, according to study documents. Users are mainly young adults and teenagers. Much of the supply is in resin, form typically resembling small olive-shaped pellets, and it's manufactured in higher concentrations. Researchers led by Dr. Claudette from Children's Hospital at the University of Toulouse analyzed records of 235 children under 6 admitted to 24 pediatric emergency rooms in France for cannabis intoxication. There were 235, more than 70% were under 18 months old. 14 of the 235, however, were in respiratory failure. 8 required ventilation for a day. 38 went into a coma. So this mantra that, oh, marijuana doesn't kill you. Kids were put into a coma. Okay, yes, the potential is there. They say the main place for this happening was in the parents' home. They say the skyrocketing emission rates for cannabis intoxication of the study period coincided with increased THC concentration. All right. Kids would eat edible products like cakes, cookies, candy, etc. So, in addition to coma, it could cause drowsiness, dizziness, seizures, agitation, euphoria, erratic breathing, erratic heartbeat, dilated pupils, etc. And, you know, I don't know what it is. Is it because the parents, you know, are relaxed? Maybe it's because they're all, you know, I got to tell you, you know, when I first had my kids, I was neurotic. I mean, I was watching them like a hog. If I had them in daycare, I picked a daycare where you could see them on the internet. That, thank God I had kids during the internet age. You could log on to the internet. It stunk because I saw my kid crying. And, video, people could do that now with their pets, where they could watch their pets at home and watch their home. But the video footage would be broken up. So you'd see my kids standing there, and then you'd see it broken up, and then they'd be standing there again, and you'd see them crying. I'm like, nobody. So I'd call the school, going, my kid's crying. And then all of a sudden, you'd see a teacher come over to him. And I'm like, it's about time. But I was just so neurotic. And maybe what happens is, you know, maybe some of these parents or grandparents or whatever, they relax a little bit when it comes to this, and marijuana helps with that. They say accidental drug poisonings among children are not limited to pot or alcohol. They say research in the Journal of JAMA Pediatrics indicated that the number of children and teens hospitalized for overdosing on opioids spiked nearly threefold in recent years. Most of the painkiller poisonings in children under 10 were accidental. So how do we keep firearms away and alcohol and marijuana and drugs? What we need to do, the underlying problem to all this, isn't that alcohol's in the house and opiates are in the house and narcotics are in the house. It's that the parents are stupid. You don't own a gun. You don't own a medication. You don't own a power tool. You don't own a car and allow children to have access to it. What was it? Years ago in the 1950s, some kid took their dad's car and started driving away from, I guess, where the home was, and then off a cliff. Okay? We keep car keys away from the kids. We keep paper clips. You know? You can't get rid of everything in the house. All right? You have to teach kids what not to touch, and you have to make sure they're out of reach. And I have no problem slapping my kid's hand if he reaches for the stove. Okay? You don't want to slap the kid in the face, or you don't want to slap him on the tushy, but I will definitely punch his little hand going, no, if he starts to touch something he's not supposed to. But, you know, I don't understand what these, you know, what parenting techniques are going on and why we're so half-assed with it. You know, even leaving a kid in the back of a car, what the hell are people doing? And another thing I want is these energy drinks away from these kids. Okay, these energy drinks have way too much caffeine, and kids see parents drinking. So if there's accidental alcohol consumption by kids, there's surely going to be accidental energy drink consumption. An energy drink has been in the news. They say energy drinks could be a gateway to cocaine use. Researchers at the University of Maryland School of Public Health found that young adults who said they consumed energy drinks yearly between ages 21 and 24 were at greater risk for subsequently doing cocaine. A study of about 1,000 participants were recruited as 18-year-old college students. Those who didn't consume energy drinks as they got older were less likely to develop substance abuse problems. Now, is it the risk-taking? Is it the peer pressure? Energy drinks are not as regulated. We're now adding energy drinks to alcohol. There's all these new drinks now where, you know, when you need to cut it, rather than using Sprite, you use alcohol, energy drinks. And, you know, when you combine your energy drink with alcohol, you're going to do stupid stuff. One is you're not going to be as tired and sedated by the alcohol. You'll have a more dose of energy, and you'll kind of feel a little superhero-ish. So you'll drink more alcohol, or you'll do something stupid, like cocaine. They say energy drinks are not as regulated as some of their beverages. One policy implication is consider options for regulating the maximum amount of caffeine that could be put in an energy drink. Parents need to be aware of those risks when their child or adolescent or young adult wants to make a decision of what sort of beverage to consume. Energy drink now sales, from what we understand, is up to $11 billion a year. That was up from $5 billion in 2007. All right? People want buzzes. People want boosts. Beth, I could use some energy drink right now if anyone has one. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So 47 hospitals, you heard about this last week, have had to slash their use of two key heart drugs because the prices were so high. Dr. Kohout, Umesh Kohout, is a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic. They're very well known for their heart care. And the health system internal monitoring system had alerted doctors about the skyrocketing drug cost of two drugs, nitroprusside and isoproterenol. And these two drugs were frequently used in emergency and intensive care situations. And we don't really have direct alternatives to these. And so following major price increases, use of these two medications has to dramatically decrease in 47 hospitals. According to a research letter that Dr. Coates and two others published last week, they say that the number of patients in these hospitals getting nitroprusside, and you give nitroprusside when somebody's blood pressure is really, really high and you need to lower it, it decreased 53% over the last few years. And at the same time, the drug's price per 50 milligrams jumped 30-fold from $27 in 2012 to $880 in 2015. $880 a pop. Isoproterenol is used for heart rhythm issues during surgery. That decreased 35% as the price per milligram rose from $26 to $1,700 to $1,800. The two drugs are off patent, have long been the go-to medicines for doctors. They've been around for years. Even in my training, we used them. They say, but the problem is they're very highly specialized. We don't have a lot of competition with those medications, not like cholesterol medication. According to Dr. Coates, when patients get the drugs, they are either sick beyond sick in intensive care or they're under anesthesia getting a procedure. So Valeant bought the drugs in early 2015 from Marathon Pharmaceuticals. Last year, Valeant announced a rebate program to lower the price hospitals paid for the drugs. Valeant's vice president, Lainey Keller, says the company is committed to limiting price increases. The current management team is committed to ensuring that past decisions with respect to product pricing are not repeated. How do you go from $26 to $1,800? Okay? Now, yes, I want to blame Obamacare. Why not? Let's blame Obamacare. Okay? Pharmaceutical companies knew they were in trouble. And I can't go into the thinking of any of these pharmaceutical companies. I don't know if maybe the supplies for making these medications shot up. I don't know what their overhead is. But, you know, when you start to put the squeeze on pharmaceutical companies, they turn around and put the squeeze on us. I still don't understand why it had to skyrocket to $1,800. But, if I was thinking about becoming a pharmaceutical company, I would say that would probably be one of the crappiest businesses to go into right now. There is no way I could guarantee that I'm going to get a return of investment. And there is no way that I could guarantee that the healthcare system, as it goes socialized, will cover my medications. Now, see, insurance companies have to cover one-of-a-kind medications. They do. Which is another reason why insurance company prices went up. So if we're talking about, let's say, cholesterol medication, and you really like Crestor, but Lipitor is less expensive, the insurance company would say, look, we cover Lipitor. If you don't like it, lump it. So you have to take the Lipitor unless your doctor or a hospital convinces the insurance company why Crestor is the only way. An insurance company doesn't want to force a person to take a medicine that makes them sick. So if you had a reaction to any of the other medications and the only medication you don't have a reaction to is Crestor, then they'll allow it, let's say. Okay, that's just a hypothetical example. But, you know, when it comes to these fancy schmancy medications, if there is no other medication to help lower your blood pressure quickly, like nitroprusside, then they have to cover these insurance companies. So isoproterenol is now out of their crash carts, according to pharmacist Erin Fox of the University of Utah Healthcare. She said, if you need it, you need it. That's exactly why the usage has not gone down to zero, even with the huge price increases. So they'll stock, but very little. Greed is a part of it. Capitalism, absolutely. You know, but the company's not going to sell any if nobody's going to buy it. And if I was a pharmaceutical company that was already in play, I would start trying to develop something that could compete with these things. But this price gouging, it's got to stop. I just don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Smart underwear is on the market. All right, I wrote an article on this. This is kind of interesting. Okay, people have back pain. And Vanderbilt researchers have now come up with this contraption, and it's called Smart Underwear. And what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to help prevent back pain by decreasing the workload on the low back muscles and the ligaments. The undergarment is made of nylon, polyester, lycra, and some other materials. It's supposed to feel and move and act like normal clothing. It has a strap along the chest and rubber along the lower back of the buttocks. If you go to my website, you'll see a picture of this. And you can activate it yourself, or you could activate it by a mobile phone app. And when needed, the elastic bands take over some of the work that has to be done by your spinal muscles. Lead researcher Carl Zelick states as a person leans forward or lifts an object, his or her trunk and hips flex, and buttocks naturally protrude backwards. When wearing the smart undergarment, these motions stretch the embedded elastic bands, which run parallel to the spine. So they tested subjects by having them bend 30 degrees, 60 degrees, 90 degrees, and they found a decrease in lower muscle activity by 15 to 45%. Now, we know half of all Americans at some point suffer from low back pain. It causes our country billions and billions of dollars in time off work and medical care, et cetera. But a lot of these back pain patients don't necessarily need surgery. They don't necessarily need, fancy expensive medications or narcotics. Many times they could do well with a lot of different modalities, including chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, massage, acupuncture, muscle stimulation, ultrasound, etc. And so this quote-unquote underwear, okay, that they call smart, that they'll call anything smart if you could, access it with your phone. That's, I guess, why they're calling it smart. Could possibly allow a do-it-yourselfer. Now, here's my thing. I got really excited when I saw this article on smart underwear because, to me, smart underwear means it has something to do with your tooting, with, you know, if you have a period, with wiping your butt. You know, don't call it smart underwear. Call it like a smart back brace. But I guess people wear it. It is an undergarment, and that's why they call it that. But, I mean, if you want to really impress the hell out of me, you know, get me, like, some underwear where if I'm really constipated, it can help send some energy to stimulate the colon to empty easier or to maybe ultrasonically soften the stool or do something with gas. Remember they were making underwear to try to make the fart smell less odorous? That would be cool. Make me something where if the toilet paper doesn't work all the way, the underwear takes care of the rest of it. Or, you know, make me underwear that makes me look skinny. These Spanx don't always do it. You know, help me lose weight while I'm wearing the underwear. That's what I'd like to do. So we have a lot more work to do when it comes to this. But back pain and smart underwear. All right. When we come back, we have I don't know where they get this. We have a study looking at the laziest country in Europe. And apparently this is based on exercise, you know, going to the gym, et cetera. And it's very interesting. I don't know where the U.S. would fall under this because this was a study done in the U.K. But I think the U.K., the United States, I think falls kind of low on this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a study that looked at residents in Europe, and they rated this poll. It was commissioned by Ladbrokes. They looked at 1,000 adults, and they decided to rate how active they were based on sports and exercise, etc. Now, in Europe, they really seem to blow us out of the water when it comes to their weight, when it comes to being active, because in Europe, they walk a lot. Okay? You know, not everybody has cars. They utilize the, subway system. They utilize the buses, metro, things like that. And, I mean, when we were in Europe, we walked our tushies off. It was great. It was, incredible. And in America, since, you know, everything is so far away, we drive a lot. And I get that. I mean, that's, you know, I would too. It's huge, you know. Whereas it takes you just a few hours to drive across Italy, you know, it takes you days to drive across America. So we got a bigger country. So anyway, the percentage of the amount in each country who said they never exercise or play a sport, Bulgaria seemed to top the list of the quote-unquote laziest, never exercising nor playing a sport. Then came Malta, Portugal, Romania, Italy. 60% of Italians in this study said they never exercise or play a sport. Greece, Cyprus, Poland, Lithuania, Spain, Hungary, France, Slovakia, Latvia, Estonia. The UK came at 35%. Czech Republic, 35%. Then Ireland, Belgium, Croatia, Netherlands, Germany, Luxembourg, Austria, Slovenia, Finland, Denmark, and Sweden seem to do the best at only 9% not exercising. Now, at the time, University of Washington Seattle researchers placed Britain as being the fifth healthiest place to live in the world. They found a clear difference in accessible health care across the U.S., and the nation fell further on the list when there was a study looking at 188 countries around the world. And they found a clear difference between our health care. And they found that also HIV, alcohol, childhood obesity, et cetera, were part of it. But we really need to change our attitudes about exercise. We look at when we exercise or go to the gym. Now, we're not talking about the skinny minis out there that have the great bodies and are always dealing with their weight and, you know, always working out or whatever. Although I have to admit, you know, they kind of do it right where, you know, their life really revolves around their body. What I mean, it's a full-time job to keep your body the way you want to. With your diet, with your exercise, it's a full-time job. So we ignore our bodies and we go to work. Our job is teaching, or our job is marketing, or our job is, you know, healthcare or radio or, you know, TV or, I don't know, our jobs end up construction being what consumes us. And, you know, if you look at the people that do it right here in America, their body is part of a full-time, they are always thinking about their exercise, their calories. You have to do it that way. That's just, you know, just like the Biggest Loser. You know, these guys, they went to camp in order to lose the weight, but then when they went back to their own regular lives, a lot of them gained it back. Your new life has to be all about staying in shape. And it frustrates us when we see these skinny minis not have to think about it. I watch people who are slimmer and what they eat, and I'm like, wait a second, they just had Chick-fil-A. I can't have Chick-fil-A because I will gain 5 pounds, but these people are having Chick-fil-A. How could that be? Come on. And look, you just can't compare yourself to other people. You're not like everybody else. But, you know, in terms of exercise, you know, we're doing something right where we include exercise in school. But, and I've said this on air many times, what we're doing wrong is we're making exercise a distinct class, such that when the students don't have that class anymore, they don't think they have to do it. The way we are compartmentalizing, the way we're approaching exercise is different. You know, you can make it look like it's PE, physical education. Okay, yeah, it's good to teach physical education, let them learn about sports, etc. But exercise has to be just a part of their regular daily routine. So, like I've said, you know, when these students come to school, they have to immediately go on a walk. So, homeroom teacher will, throughout this walk, right, do the breakdown of their day, maybe help review what they studied before. And I know it's hard because, you know, homeroom is not supposed to be responsible for math or English or whatever. But let's say you have younger students And these younger students are very, homeroom centralizes that. Go, okay, guys, so let's review. What did we do in math? Well, we learned about multiplication. And tell us about that. Let's recap what happened yesterday while they do their morning walk. Then announcements. Announcements from the principal, right, with the morning bell. That could be listened throughout the whole school while they're on their walk around school or around the outside or on the inside. Well, what if it's raining? So what? Everybody has umbrellas. Okay? Well, what if it's cold? Well, then walk on the inside. But, you know, these are things where you just don't sit for all of school. And when they do learn physical education, it doesn't just have to be football and badminton and volleyball, even though I'm really grateful for learning and getting the chance to play those sports. It should be weight training, hiking, Pilates, yoga, a variety of other different things that teaches kids some basic movements and things they could do for their core, for their muscles, etc. They should also, during class, let's say you have to watch those films. You know, they make you watch a film or a movie in class. We teach them how to do certain exercise. All right, everybody, suck in your stomach for 5 seconds. Let it out. And then a minute later, all right, everybody, suck in your stomach for 5 seconds to get people used to that when they watch TV, they suck in their stomach. So, you see, there's a lot of things we can do, and I don't want to proselytize or, convert people, young minds into doing something they may not want to do. But there are so many things we could do on a daily basis that helps our physical stamina, and we treat it like it's a course. And I told you I had so many patients where they were having weight issues, and I go, all right, so, what was the last time you exercised? I'm thinking they're going to tell us a couple months ago or before their wedding. They're like, sophomore year high school. Sophomore year high school, why did you stop exercising? Well, that was the last year we had PE. It's a different thinking, okay? You have to move, all right? And if you don't move on a routine basis each day, then you have to have a lot of time each day, like an hour, to move. So apparently there's, in Oregon State University, they're having classes called Fat Studies to explore the oppressive nature of body shaming. Weightism is a conscious or unconscious bias against fat people. And they say it's a social justice issue. And so students can now get college credit for learning about quote-unquote fat studies. Oregon State University Professor Patty Lou Watkins is offering a course that seeks to look at how weightism or a conscious or unconscious bias against fat people. Now, you see, what's interesting about this is we've been talking about obesity and childhood obesity. And we were, discussing on the show how maybe one thing that we might have done to inadvertently cause this is we stopped bullying, which I agree with. We have to stop bullying. But when we were young, I was so scared of being called fat when I was a kid that I made sure I never got fat. Now, I'm not saying that's the healthiest thing for kids, but we need to have then a different approach, right, to make sure these kids don't get lax about their weight. Much better approach than bullying. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.